sat around her kitchen table. I feel the need to repeat that it was 7:30, right after dinner, right before bedtime. In my home, filled bellies mean explosive energy levels. Like shaken pop bottles, my 9 and 11-year-old boys bubble over with energy and somehow seem incapable of making good decisions. Every character quality we've worked on during the day goes right out the window, abandoned to the need for speed. The after-dinner hour is by far one of the most demanding parenting times for me. By the end of the day, I'm usually fried and longing for a few minutes to sit down and relax. And because of that, I don't always do a good job of corralling my kids. A lot of nights we just survive until bedtime, which launches a whole other level of crazy. No, quiet is definitely not the word I would use to describe my house at 7:30 at night. I listened to the sounds of Jessica's home for a few more minutes to give someone time to explode or break something, but it never happened. So, as my son worked through one of the problems, I asked Jessica, "Is your house always this quiet?" She smiled, thought for a moment, and said, "Yes, it usually is." Stunned, I looked at her and said, "What magic do you have and how can I get some? My house is never this quiet." She laughed in a way that made her eyes light up and replied, "Well, I just run a really tight ship." My head and heart exploded. Jessica looked back at the math problem, blissfully unaware of the bomb that had just gone off inside me, accompanied by the shrieking of my inner critic. "See? If you could just get your act together and run a tighter ship, your home would be more peaceful too. Your husband has a chaotic, stressful, dangerous job, and you can't even provide him with a safe, quiet place to retreat. If you would just use your brain, try harder, and be more consistent, you might be able to control your kids, not to mention teach them long division. Jessica has it all together. Her house is clean. Her children are well-behaved, and they're not running around like crazy people after dinner. She's organized, creative, disciplined, and always knows what's going on in the lives of her friends and family. She arrives on time and is always prepared. She doesn't forget birthdays or fail to sign her kids up for sports. She does it all well, and you can't manage any of it in a halfway decent way. You're a failure. Useless. There's something wrong with you. You don't have what it takes to be a good mom. You're not enough." In a matter of 30 seconds or less, the feelings of worthlessness I've struggled with all my life came rushing back and threatened to pull me under. Inwardly gasping and clawing for air, I asked my son to pack up his things, excused us, thanked Jessica for her help, and rushed next door to the safety of my home. Not enough. As a mom, I struggle all the time with feeling like a failure. When my own mom read the first chapter of this book, she looked at me and said, "Brooke, what did we do to make you feel like the scum of the earth?" I laughed, looked at my boys, and said, "Mom, it wasn't you. It was them." Sure, certain experiences here and there throughout my life pushed me toward self-doubt, toward feeling like I don't have what it takes. But by and large, motherhood is what sent me right over the edge into full-blown insecurity. Why does it bother me so much to feel inept at mothering my boys? Maybe because it's the thing I want most to get right. I'm guessing that at some point in your motherhood career, you too have felt not enough. You've looked at your children, your home, your job, your friendships, your ministries, and noticed that your current reality falls sadly short of the way you want things to be. If you're like me, and I suspect you are, you've wrestled so long with feeling you can't keep everything together, and you don't have what it takes to meet your children's deepest needs, and you aren't enough for the job, that this negative perspective has become a way of life, a pair of glasses through which you see and interpret everything around you. Not enough is stamped across everything you put your hands to. Date night? Who has time for that? A sparkling home? You're lucky to get the laundry put away. On time? How about perpetually 5 minutes late? Meal planning? You've got to be kidding.